WTMA, Tiger Radio, Mighty TMA.
Welcome, 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 my fellow Charlestonians, citizens of the Lowcountry, those who serve in uniform to protect the red, white, and blue, and those who serve in local uniform, sworn to protect the innocent citizens of the Lowcountry. And then there's me. This is Radio Free Rocky D at News Talk 1250 WTMA. You, my friends, may be politically incorrect even here on our 65th birthday. All you got to do is stand up and tell the truth out loud. And truth is, today, we're 65 years old. We go on, do we get Social Security now? I think we do, yeah. Don't we? All right, everybody gather over here. Who wants to get free eats at Sbarro's? Come on over here. Come on over here. Who wants free eats at Sbarro's? Look at me. This is why life has come to Jay Douglas. I have to bribe people to talk to me now. I mean, it's my life at this point. Hey, Donna, darling, how are you? You back there with us, Donna?
Yes, I am. Sorry about that. I was talking on the other line with my other favorite man, Bill Sharp.
Oh, hey, we'll be with him in a minute. You tell him get him on hold. He's going to want to hear this here because everybody, we're going to sing happy birthday to WTMA, all right? and really what it is here, it's happy birthday to us. I hope I have the right microphone up here. That's number four, right? That's microphone number four.
Maybe you could get someone to turn it off.
Yeah, hit that thing. Ow, I'm just kidding. All right, everybody, it's going to be a happy birthday to us, because WTMA, being 65, it's all about us. It's not about anybody. Well, it's really about him. But anyway, yeah. It's all about us, and so it's going to be happy birthday to us, happy birthday to us, happy birthday WTMA, happy birthday to us. Ready? One, two, three.
Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday, WTMA.
That's us.
Happy birthday to us.
Yeah! Yay! Yeah, we're old. I mean, we're here, and we're always going to be here. Hang on a second. Everybody who stopped by, I have 65 of these dinners to Sbarro. Go ahead. Take one here. I'll see if I can reach you over here. I'm going to knock this table over, Jay Douglas, and fall over in the crowd, isn't it? I'm hoping that pretty lady in the green shirt going to catch me. That's what's going to happen. All right, here we go. Ah, here we go. You're sure you can have another one? Go ahead. Here you go.
I was 6 years old when y'all came on.
You were six years old when we came on? Really? Wow, we came on in 1890. You don't look at... Oh, okay. All right. Here you go. Yep. Anybody, for the first 65 people that stopped by here at the desk here, I will give you dinner at Sbarro because you sang happy birthday. Here you go, son. How about one for you, son? There you go. And one for you. All right. Hi, is that it? Did you sing, sir?
No, sir.
No. Yeah, here you go anyway. We didn't want to hear you sing. You look out of tune. There you go. Yes, sir. Yeah. You know, I feel like Santa Claus here. I hate to show you my best side here, Jay Douglas, but that is my best view I'm showing you there. All right, here you go. And everybody else, okay, here you go. And one. Sure, have one more. Go ahead. It's for the boy. There you go. All right. Now, later on, we're going to be giving more stuff away. You can also, everybody over to that table and sign up. You can get the, you can get it. Here you go, madam. I got one more left for today. Here you go. Want one? Would you like one, madam? There you go. How you doing, honey? All right. Let's save the rest of those for later now. Get over to the table and sign up for the Kenny Rogers Fly Away to Vegas. Enter here to win. We're going to be doing this for the next month. And in about the end of next month, I would say, we're going to be doing the drawing, and we're going to give away, three nights and round-trip airfare. Three nights at the Las Vegas Hilton and round-trip airfare. And you get to go to the Kenny Rogers Show at the Las Vegas Hilton. And you get to, how about this for a picture? Take a picture of this.
Get a picture of this.
And you get to go gambling with Kenny Rogers.
Just don't put your arm around me. Okay?
But I wasn't going to put my arm around you because it started a rumor. Don't you know what I'm saying? All right. We are 65 years old today. Now, as far as WTMA being old goes, here's how I think of it, okay? We cover everything in town here, and we always have since this station went on the air. We cover every single thing that happens in town. If it's local, it's important to you. Everything from speed bumps to presidential elections, you will hear it on WTMA. And you have heard it, and we'll just keep on going. And WTMA is one of the oldest signals in the Southeast. So I called up, and I know very few that are older. There's a handful of them, though. I called up the Charleston Historical Society.
I know where you're going with this, by the way.
I called up the Charleston Historical Society.
And Historical Society.
And I told them, I says, you know what? Can you send me a relic or something from the year 1939 or maybe something really old? He said, well, we only do things from the Revolutionary War. Mostly we do Revolutionary War stuff.
I got your relic, you know that?
And they said, well, if you really want a relic that's old in radio, we could send you an old radio plug or a microphone, but why don't you just call J. Douglas Donahue? Ladies and gentlemen, everybody's here, big hand here. Ready?
Ready? Hey,
the discoverer of fire. By. The inventor of the wheel.
Look out.
J. Douglas Donahue!
One and only. One and only, right here with Rocky D on WTMA, celebrating 65 years of broadcasting in Charleston.
Man, it seems like it's only been a few years for me.
Well, I tell you what, time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Well, let me tell you, and I come from some bigger places, and, more well over
Chicago. You talk out of the side of your mouth like that.
But you know what? Yeah, these just them and those. But you know what? Here's a fact. There's a station on in every section of the country that everybody knows what it is. In Chicago, it's WLS. Or WMAQ, which I worked at MAQ, right? Also, in LA, there's KLA, and then WNBC in New York and all that. We all know that. Everybody I knew where WTMA was.
KMOX in St. Louis.
KMOX, St. Louis. Yeah. These are big. I mean, I knew who some of the people were on WTMA, and
did
I knew where
really?
WTMA, well, yeah, I knew, oh, who, I knew
right.
who Moon was. I knew
yeah.
who Dan Moon was.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and at one point, WTMA was in the top 15 rated talk stations in the entire nation.
I remember that, yeah.
And
sure.
I think it was 12th or 11th or something like that in the entire nation. And at that time, I'm telling you, J. Douglas Donahue, he was around. Now, were you here in 1939?
No,
when
I was
we went
not.
On the air?
I was not.
Where
I
were
was,
you?
I was in a little cotton mill town of Cramerton, North Carolina, and trying to get out of grammar school.
All right. when did you move to Charleston?
1940.
Oh, so you got here
a year later. Yeah.
What kind of things are going on here around then?
Well, take a look for yourself.
Look at this. You've got the very first radio program when they went on air. Is this from the date, the year they went on air?
That's 1939.
June the 18th.
18th. That was the first Sunday log that was published for TMA in the newspaper.
Yeah. First they signed on at 8 a.m. Signing on at 8 a.m.
With the Star Spangled Banner.
We never sign off now.
24 hours
yeah,
a day.
I know. Do you remember on television stations you used to have the big black and white folk head picture?
Yeah. And then you'd get that
black off. Oh, yeah. Ant races. Yeah, that's what that was, ant races. Anyway, WTMA signed out at 8 a.m. that day. Then at 8:30, well, there was actually half an hour of hymns.
Yeah.
You know, religious hymns. And then at 8:30, there was a string ensemble.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
That's great, isn't it? The string ensemble. Can you imagine we called the orchestra? Can you send me a string ensemble?
Yeah.
Sure enough.
Did they have an agent?
Well, they you know, that's the thing. At this point, I'd have to get the union in there. And funny you should mention that. Anytime somebody brings an instrument and plays it, if they play anything that's not their own song, we have to pay an ASCAP fee on it.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You know, back then, you could bring your fiddle, come on in,
anything,
studio's open.
Anything goes.
And then there was, of course, programming for the rest of the day, and at midnight, they signed off.
The Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah, you know why they signed off at midnight, went on at 8 a.m.? Because Joe Riley was mayor then, too, and he said, nothing good happens after midnight. Nothing good happens
close
between
bars.
Midnight and 8 a.m. Y'all go home. It's midnight, station signing off, y'all go home.
And remember now, there were only two stations in Charleston then. The other one was whatever. I forget what it was.
I don't know what they are.
WTMA came on in 1939, mm-hmm. and it's been WTMA ever since.
Well, yeah, and at first, where was their first location? They were stuck. Where were they at? They weren't. No, Dock Street came third. That was their third location. They were in White. Grab that open mic there. Ladies and gentlemen, John Quincy.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
Thank you.
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. Yeah, where was WTMA first?
First, when they first flicked the switch on and turned on this morning hymnal,
were they? Their first broadcast, 1939, came from the Dock Street Theater, but their actual studios and transmitter were at Wagner Terrace off 10th Street.
They did some broadcasting from out there, didn't they?
Yeah, they were. That was their main operation. But yeah, later moved a little closer to downtown. I found out today by talking to one of the sons of the original owners, who's mm-hmm. still alive. He's in his 80s. Mm-hmm. That WTMA, before they went to the Dock Street Theater from Wagner Terrace, mm-hmm. they ended up going downtown across from the Francis Marion in a drugstore. They operated out of a drugstore, and they felt they had to do that because WCSC, their competition,
right,
which happened to be 1390 on the dial at the time, ended up being downtown, and evidently 10th Street was too far out of the mainstream back in 1939.
Well, so way too far away.
But eventually, by the end of the 40s, they moved to the Dock Street Theater, where they stayed until 1969.
Wow. That's
John, you're gonna talk to John Orvin, aren't you? He told me today that he wanted
to
do that.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we talked to John Orvin, and I believe we'll be playing back that particular interview within the next week or so.
That's cool.
Fascinating.
By the way, you know what? You know, Donna Darling, is Bill still there? I hope he is. Yeah. Donna?
Hey, sorry about that.
Oh, okay. That's all right, Donna. We know you're busy back there. Is Bill still there? Hello?
Believe it or not, he's still there.
Oh, okay. Hang on, because you know what? You know what? I'll tell you what, Jay Doug, I'll tell you what. You may wonder who it was that the guy that was there when they flipped on the first switch. At the time, he was still getting his Civil War Confederate pension, and he needed a part-time job. They said, we need somebody to flip the switch on at WTMA on our first broadcast, 1939. Ladies and gentlemen, it was TV5's Bill Sharp.
Bill Sharp.
All right.
You know what? I'm still going strong to this day, Rocky dear. I remember Douglas Donahue when he was only 90. Yeah. He and I used to sing Barney Google with the goo-goo googly eyes.
Oh, I love that song.
I remember those days like they were only yesterday. You know, speaking of...
You still look the same, though, you know that?
Thanks a lot there, Jay Douglas, you know.
I was going to say, that really is you, isn't it?
I heard you talking about old-time relics, and of course, Jay Douglas came to mind.
Yeah, you stay around long enough, you'll make it.
Yeah, do you remember the old songs, Doug, way back then when you were growing up? I know you do, like Carolina Moon and Barney Google and all that good stuff.
Carolina Moon.
Oh, I didn't want you to sing it, Douglas. I just wanted you to...
Yeah, I remember. Sure, I remember.
Y'all drive me nuts here.
You know, Rocky, seriously, though, on a serious subject, Rocky, I got to tell you, I got my start at WTMA when they moved to Orange Grove Road. I was a young fellow about 17 or 18 years old, and it was my first broadcasting venture as a newsman in 1969 or 70 at WTMA.
So you started a WTMA?
Yes, they came.
Hang on, where's our general? Where's our manager at? It's all your fault. Look what you did.
Don't let him kid you. He was 35 when he did that.
I'm telling you, man.
That's right. That was only 5 years ago, Jay Douglas, and I've been growing ever since.
You still getting that Civil War pension there, Bill?
I'm still getting that Civil War pension.
Atta boy.
I can't remember. But happy birthday, though. Seriously, Rocky. It's wonderful to celebrate 65, and WTMA gave me my start, as it did so many other people in the area, like Keith Nichols, who's going to be there with you a little later. You know, Keith was a hot jock back in 1970.
Boy, was he ever. Yeah,
he's coming by. We have pictures. And by the way, we have a great display case down the hallway there by the... you know where the Payless shoe store is?
Yeah.
Heading down that way outside the food court, there's a display case over there.
Right.
And it's toward the middle of the mall. And Keith Nichols' picture's in there.
Is there a picture of Bill Sharp in there?
Well, there's a drawing of Bill Sharp in there. But we had to put that picture behind glass where people couldn't spit on it, but put spitballs on it. That kind of thing. We made a target out of it.
You don't want people to get too close to it. You know, Jay Douglas, you want them to look from a distance.
Yeah,
it's a really cool rendition of it, though. It's kind of like one of those Vargas drawings, those lines. What's that guy at Sardi's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of like
New York.
An Elvis drawing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's a really cool drawing of it. But Keith Nichols' picture's in there. And other than too much hair on his head, he looks the same.
The same thing, yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, Keith looks about the same. A little bit older, a little bit wiser, you know, a little more wiser, I think, around the eyes there.
Oh, man. What's coming up? By the way.
Yes, sir.
How long did you work at WTMA?
I worked in the summer for 3 or 4 summers. I would come back from college. I was going to college, Rocky, in Atlanta at a small school called Emory University. Uh-huh. And then I'd come back here and stay with Mom and Dad in the summer and work at WTMA. And worked with all the guys there. I just missed working with Keith Nichols, as a matter of fact. But all the old names you hear were guys I worked with, and I used to love to listen to them chat. And what got me, Rocky, was how different they sounded on the air compared to the way they were in person. You know, they put on these kind of rock voices, and that was something to hear. Rock, let me tell you what's coming up in just a few minutes.
Because you know what? A lady just handed me a whole bunch of coupons for Holy Cow ice cream, plus I've got dinners at Sabaro over here. So, Bill, since I got food and ice cream here, I'm really not paying attention to you anymore.
I got you. Let me tell you what's coming up, Rock, at 4 in just a few minutes, 5 and 6 on Live 5 News on Channel 5. Rocky, our new exclusive poll just out on the Republican race for U.S. Senate between Mr. Beasley and Mr. DeMint, with exactly 1 week to go. Wait till you hear what it reveals, Rock. It's going to surprise you.
I saw him last night,
Then a treasure that's been trashed. A treasure that's been trashed. That's how one powerful Lowcountry lawmaker feels about what has happened to Charlestown Landing. Go on a tour with us and with him, and you judge for yourself.
Yeah.
And then, Rocky, you don't want to hear this. More rain could be coming tonight to areas already hard hit by the flooding.
It's dry here, though.
Yeah, wait till you see what happened down south in Hampton County. We'll take you there live. You know, Jay Douglas is concerned about the rain because his toupee gets wet whenever he steps outside.
I don't wear a toupee. You're the one who wears the toupee.
Well,
it fell off in a tennis match one night.
We thought there was a raccoon in a puddle, but it turned out his toupee came off.
Well, there you go. It's all coming up, Rocky, at 4 in just a few minutes, and then 5 and 6 on Live 5 News. And, Rocky D., you know.
That's only on Channel 5.
Rocky, happy birthday again, and you take care of Jay Douglas. Make sure he behaves, will you?
See you, Bill.
See you, Jay Douglas.
All right, Bill. Bye-bye, baby.
When we get back, we'll talk more with Jay Douglas Donahue, who the Charleston History Museum said, that's your relic. Put him on air. And we're going to have more surprises, more people that you thought you had heard the last of, but no, you haven't. We'll have them coming up here during our 65th birthday celebration here on News Talk 1250 WTMA.
Not a Democrat, not a Republican, but a party all his own. Neil Bortz, weekdays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on News Talk 1250 WTMA. Now let's get back to radio-free Rocky D.
All right. WTMA is 65 years old today, and we got a lot more life left. I'll be here forever. I think in about the year 2080, I'll still be sitting here, and Jay Douglas Donahue will be sitting right next to me. And we'll be... Well, you could be. You never know. By the way, who's in front of us here? Hi. Turn it. Who are you now? Go ahead, madam.
Shannon.
Shannon. And who's your daughter
there? I'm Bethany.
Hi, Bethany. Now, it's Bethany's birthday today, too.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's mine.
Oh, it's your birthday. Yeah. Oh, big girl's birthday.
Hers is next week.
Hers is next week, too? Okay. Hand her the microphone. If you sing happy birthday, I'll give you a coffee cup. It says WTMA on it. This is a great coffee cup, by the way. A tall cup. And it's beautiful. Look like you put a plant in it, doesn't it? And I hear your dad is a big fan of the show, Bethany?
Yeah.
Okay. And here's my idea. You sing happy birthday to WTMA.
Okay.
I'll give you this cup. Make your dad do all kinds of stuff for you.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I think a trip to the zoo. I think a trip to whatever near park is nearby. I think all kinds of good stuff, you know? Yeah. New shoes. New shirts.
New shoes.
Girl. New shoes. Okay. She's a shoe kid, huh? Okay, go ahead. Sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, WTMA. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah!
Very good.
You only, you know, they don't notice yet. You're only cute for a short time.
True. I've outgrown it.
Here you go. Here's a coffee cup for your daddy. Wait a minute. You know what? Give her one in the bag over there. Go ahead. Give her one of those in the bag over there. So, yeah, I want to. I mean, I've been sticking my icky fingers all over this one all day. I mean, you know, all that kind of. Well, thanks for stopping by. Happy birthday to you, too, Mom.
Thank you.
Okay, go ahead. Put that back up there. We'll turn it down. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead. Well, Jay Douglas Donahue and I are sitting here, 65 years old today, WTMA is, and we were looking through a... Now, what is this? This is the old Post and Carta from before Carta.
This is the News and Courier, which was the morning paper, and the Evening Post was the evening paper, and this is the morning paper, and there's one of my favorite ads.
Right here.
Yeah.
Good old Atlantic beer.
10 cents a bottle.
Full of good cheer. at ten cents a bottle. Let me see. For a buck, you'd have a heck of a lot of good cheer, wouldn't you?
You'd have a headache the next morning.
Pretty much. I mean, you know, I got. Look at, just think of it. I got $2 in my pocket right now because I work in radio.
Yeah.
And and you know that I could get 20 beers.
20 beers.
Was it? Because at this point, there was no tax on a 10 cent, was there?
I don't think so. No,
they didn't charge you 12 cents for a 10 cent beer.
Well, you know, Atlantic beer is just like all these other beers. There's been so many different name brands that have been popular down through the year. They're all gone.
You know why? because the big guys come in and swallow them
That's
up.
That's exactly
and,
right.
And, yeah, I mean, there's even remember when microbrews became popular in the early 90s? All of them, everybody was microbrewing.
Aren't they coming back?
A lot of those microbrews have been swallowed up again.
Yeah,
like Blue Moon has been eaten up by Coors.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know?
One of my favorites was a beer that was bottled in New Orleans. It was called Jack's.
Jack's beer?
Jack's beer, yeah.
Did you ever have Fat Tire beer? Fat
Who?
Tire out in the West?
No.
Fat Tire beer.
Never heard of it.
I got all these great beers.
How about Rheingold?
Yeah, Rheingold.
Oh.
Leinenkugel.
Big one.
Yeah. So 10 cents a glass for good old Atlantic beer. And look at the beer glass, too.
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't serve this to the college crowd down on King Street. They'd be hitting each other in the head with these things. That's a beer. That's a jug.
Oh, man.
You know? All right, we got to do some news here, and we'll be back. J. Douglas Donahue is here. WTMA is 65 years old today. Come and join the celebration. Everybody that comes by can register to win the Kenny Rogers Flyaway to Vegas. 3 nights at the Las Vegas Hilton round-trip airfare. You get to gamble with the gambler. You get to go to the Kenny Rogers concert, and that's... September 30th to October 3rd. So come on down, fill it out. We got birthday cake here. I've got dinners at Sbarro, ice cream from Holy Cow. I got everything. I got J. Douglas Donahue, and if you're pretty enough, you can just have him too.
No. that's a premium you can't give away.
Oh, I
but
see.
I tell you what, I like these cups, these mugs or whatever you call them.
It's all yours. We'll give you one every 65 years. From News Talk 1250 WTMA.
Serving the Low Country for 65 years.
Talk Radio 1250 WTMA.
WTMA. Capsule News.
News Talk 1250 WTMA. News time is 3:33. I'm Mark Gabriel.